Mr. President, Croatia has made significant efforts in providing assistance and exchanging knowledge and experience in the field of mine action. Croatia aligns itself with the broader endeavors of the European Union to address the mine action challenges arising from Russian Federation's illegal and brutal war of aggression against Ukraine. In this context, in 2022, Croatia donated a specific quantity of personal protective equipment, including protective vests, helmets, and metal detectors to the Ukraine National Mine Action Authority in support of mine action efforts. Additionally, Croatia provided 5 million euro in direct support for clearance activities and equipment through a partnership with the UNDP and the UN World Food Programme. Ukraine mine action efforts were prominently featured as a major theme during the 18th International Symposium Mine Action 2022, held in Croatia in May 2022. This event facilitated technical information exchange, bringing together more than 140 participants from 26 countries to discuss various mine action topics. Croatia takes pride in hosting the International Donors Conference on Humanitarian Demining in Ukraine, held in Zagreb on the 11th and 12th October this year. The conference brought together ministers, governmental officials, and representatives from 34 countries, alongside Croatia and Ukraine as co-chairs, with the European Commission, the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, UNDP, UNOPS, and the UN World Food Programme as participants. During the ministerial discussions on the first day, participants were made fully aware of the magnitude and gravity of mine contamination in Ukraine caused by the Russian brutal and illegal military aggression against Ukraine. They recognized the need to strengthen Ukrainian capacities for mine action, supporting the implementation of Ukraine's national mine action strategy. Participant states in Zagreb pledged almost half a billion euros to support humanitarian demining efforts in Ukraine, demonstrating clear political support. Following the high-level pledging day, the International Donors Conference continued with expert-level discussions on the second day, gathering more than 150 participants, experts in mine action, for four thematic panel discussions. The first panel, Explosive Ordnance Contamination Problem in Ukraine, Needs in the Field of Mine Action, presented the updated status of Ukraine's mine action strategy and challenges in data gathering and processing. The second panel, Financial Instruments and the Possibilities of Financing Mine Action in Ukraine, gathered views from the EU, NATO, Canada, and the United States, focusing on how Ukraine can show results for humanitarian mine action projects to attract new donors. The third panel, Croatian Mine Action System, Knowledge and Experience, highlights Croatia's capabilities and opportunities in providing assistance to Ukraine in the field of mine action. The third and final panel, Strengthening Ukrainian Capacities for Mine Action, presented views and experiences from UNDP, GICHD, UN World Food Programme, and Japan International Cooperation Agency. In summary, the expert thematic panels examined demining models suitable for Ukraine, discussed the needed capabilities and capacities, and proposed ways to strengthen the Ukrainian humanitarian mine action. Croatia, in addition to hosting the conference, mobilized its mine action knowledge by signing a bilateral agreement with Ukraine. Mr. President, these achievements and positive trends in mine action since the last extension request confirm Croatia's commitment to fulfilling the obligations and goals of the Convention. Croatia is on track to meet its commitments within the deadlines defined in the second extension, contributing to the shared goal of a mine-free world. I thank you.